From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama today urged his fellow Democrats to continue to think big. At the same time, Mr. Obama said they need to be honest with an angry public and to deal with the loss of their filibuster-proof majority. The president touched on a variety of topics, ranging from the state of the economy to the need to create more jobs. And he said there will need to be bipartisan efforts to deal with the problems facing the nation.
The American people are out of patience with business as usual. They're fed up with a Washington that has become so absorbed with who's up and who's down that we've lost sight of how they're doing. They want us to start worrying less about keeping our jobs and more about helping them keep their jobs.
President's remarks come as the White House has said it plans to hold meetings next week with bipartisan congressional leaders. Addressing a stalled health care initiative, he admitted the battle over the measure got messy, and in his words, we paid a price for it. Looks like U.S. Senator-elect Scott Brown may be taking a faster track to Washington. Party leaders say the Republican from Massachusetts could be officially sworn in tomorrow. More from NPR's Tovia Smith.
Brown was planning to be sworn in next week. He said he needed the time to hire a staff and get ready. But in a letter to Massachusetts governor today, his attorney demanded that Brown's election be officially certified tomorrow morning so he could be sworn in tomorrow afternoon. The letter says, quote, there are a number of votes scheduled, and the senator-elect, quote, wants certification to occur immediately. The letter doesn't elaborate, but one instance where Brown could make an immediate difference as the Republicans' 41st vote is in the Senate's confirmation of a lawyer to the National Labor Relations Board. Republicans oppose confirmation, saying his views are skewed toward unions. Officials in Massachusetts and Washington now say they all expect the senator-elect to be sworn in Washington tomorrow evening. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Attorney General Eric Holder sent a strongly worded letter to a group of senators defending his decision to try the accused Christmas Day bomber in civilian court, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Attorney General Holder has been under steady attack by congressional Republicans. They say Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab should have been held in military custody as an enemy combatant instead of indicted as a civilian criminal suspect. This five-page letter from the attorney general responds to Republicans' arguments point by point. Holder says since 9/11, without a single exception, the government has arrested and detained under federal criminal law all terrorist suspects apprehended inside the U.S. He says the Bush administration used civilian courts to convict more than 300 people on terrorism-related charges. While Republicans have been on the attack for months on the issue of civilian trials for terrorists, the Obama administration has only recently ramped up its efforts to defend its actions. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 26 points, ending the session at 10,270. The Nasdaq closed up a fraction. The S&P 500 was down 6 points today. This is NPR. Now that shareholders of British candy maker Cadbury have approved a nearly $20 billion takeover bid from Kraft Foods, three top officials at the company say they will step down. Cadbury says its CEO, Todd Stitzer, has agreed to leave after 27 years at the company, along with the company's CFO and its chairman. All three Cadbury executives had initially opposed Kraft's hostile takeover bid, saying it undervalued the company, but they later agreed to the final offer. Kraft announced this week that roughly 72% of Cadbury stockholders have voted to approve the deal. Try too hard to beat your best score in the video game system Wii, and you could get hurt. That's according to a report in the New England Journal of Medicine. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
In 1990, there was a report of a case of Nintendonitis. Someone who'd played a Nintendo video game for 5 hours straight had a seriously sore thumb. Now it's Nintendo's new Wii console. With Wii, sensors transmit players' physical actions to a video screen. Gamers can play virtual tennis or box or do balance exercises on a 2-inch high board. A few cases of soft tissue injuries have been described in the medical literature, and now a healthy 14-year-old girl has fractured a small bone in her right foot when she fell off the balance board. The author of the report, a member of the Royal College of Surgeons, cites another problem, a head injury that resulted from accidentally being hit by a gaming partner. Nintendo says players should pace themselves. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Employers cut a smaller-than-expected 22,000 private sector jobs in January. Economists are expecting that when the government releases its official January employment numbers Friday, they will show the economy added about 5,000 jobs. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.